Blood Trail, written by Tony Park and read by Erica Lovell. A lion roared outside. The deep, longing call came from the pit of its belly and made the glass pane of her bedroom window vibrate. Normally, she loved that sound, and being that close, she might once have found it a bit scary. Now, Captain Sanny Van Rensburg felt nothing, just empty. As she did up the buttons of her blue uniform shirt, she felt detached, as if she was dressing one of her three children, not that she'd done that for many years. Her youngest, Tommy, her Lat Lamakie, was turning 13 in a month, and it wouldn't be too many years before her late lamb didn't need her at all. Normally, she would wear plain clothes to work, but her washing basket was overflowing. Sanny started to cry and didn't bother even trying to wipe away the tears as she buckled her belt and adjusted the holster holding her Z-88 pistol on her hip. She went through to the kitchen. The house was still chilly in the morning, although this winter, which had seemed like it would never end, was slowly, begrudgingly, giving way to the warmer weather, which would bring rain and fresh growth. She put the empty bottle of Nederberg Sauvignon Blanc from the night before in the bin and rinsed her glass. She did not need more rolled eyeballs from her two sons. The lion called again, searching for his brother or warning others to stay away. Increasingly, lions were crossing the Sabi River from the Kruger National Park into the adjoining Hippo Rock Private Nature Reserve, a housing development in the bush where Sanny lived. Many of the houses in Hippo Rock were holiday homes, and with their occupants stuck in Gauteng or the Cape or, for the foreign owners, overseas because of travel bans, the estate had been far quieter than normal during the pandemic. The animals were, literally, taking over. There was never a good time for a pandemic, Sanny mused as she made herself a cup of rooibos tea and a single slice of toast, hoping it would settle her stomach. The wine had been flowing last night, when she'd been at the home of her friend, Samantha Carandis. Even though sales and transport of alcohol had been banned during South Africa's draconian lockdown, Samantha had not been miserly, and the three of them, Samantha, Sanny, and their friend Elizabeth Oosthuizen, had come close to finishing six bottles between them, including the half bottle Sanny had taken home and finished herself, alone. "I've got a well-stocked cellar, darling," Samantha had said, more than once, but Sanny, an experienced police detective, had also noticed the briefest look that passed between the two other women. If Samantha had a secret source of booze, then she was surely not the only one in South Africa. Sanny had bigger crimes to worry about. "Mom," Tommy said behind her, breaking into her thoughts. She didn't look over her shoulder. "Yes, my boy." "At least turn the light on,"